Harris co-chair, inflation is result of slow post-COVID recovery, not Harris. By Ian Hanchett on August 14, 2024. On Wednesday's CNN News Central, Harris Waltz campaign co-chair Senator Chris Coons, Dita, stated that inflation resulted from our recovery from the pandemic. A recovery that has been slow and long and difficult, and the inflation isn't the fault of 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris. After Coons cited positive numbers on the economy and said the economic numbers are generally very good, co-host Boris Sanchez asked, "There's certainly no denying, though, Senator, that the cost, for example, of owning and renting a home has gone up. The cost of everyday items has increased, and for many folks, including folks that are receiving Social Security, the same dollar for them doesn't go nearly as far. So, how does she need to craft a different narrative around the economy that incorporates the strain that so many Americans are feeling despite some of the positive numbers you laid out?" Coons responded, "Well, Boris, first, it's meeting people where they are. Recognizing that the recovery from the badly mishandled pandemic has been slow and long and difficult. Reminding people that it's the former president who badly mishandled that pandemic. That the economic chaos and the job loss that resulted in the high inflation that resulted from our recovery from that pandemic is not her responsibility. But that hearing the ongoing concerns and costs that people, from senior citizens, to young folks trying to get their first apartment or home, she has to have concrete proposals for dealing with housing costs, and she does. The Biden-Harris administration has been working hard at improving the affordability of housing in the United States. And that's something I expect we'll hear even more from Vice President Harris about this week and in the weeks ahead." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.